USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Senate on Thursday approved a bipartisan gun control bill, clearing the way for a final congressional approval of what will be lawmakers' most far-reaching response in decades to gun control.
The yeas are 65, the nays are 33. The motion to concur with an amendment is agreed to.
The $13 billion measure would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers and help government put in place red flag laws. That makes it easier for lawmakers to take guns away from citizens it deems unfit. It would also fund local programs for school safety, mental health, and violence prevention. The United States and European economies slowed sharply in June as surging prices of energy and food weakened demand for other goods and services. The new figures on manufacturing and services activity underline how dark the outlook has become in both Europe and the United States. USA Radio News.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Biden administration plans to do some major overhauling.
The Biden administration proposed a dramatic overhaul of campus sexual assault rules, supporting the rights of victims and widening colleges' responsibility in addressing sexual misconduct. For the first time, the rules would formally protect LGBTQ students. The proposal, announced on the 50th anniversary of Title IX, which outlaws discrimination based on sex in schools and colleges, is intended to replace a set of controversial rules issued during the Trump administration by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Representative Liz Cheney is starting to ask Democrats to switch parties and vote for her as she faces a tough primary. Cheney's campaign website recently added a section that tells voters they must be registered as a Republican to vote for Cheney in the Wyoming August 16th primary. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Afghanistan this week continued to climb days after villages were turned into rubble, killing roughly 1,150 people and injuring scores more. The magnitude 6 quake on Wednesday struck in the night as people were sleeping. Governor Kathy Hochul, the Democrat from New York, said Thursday on MSNBC that she is convening the legislature of New York to fight the Supreme Court ruling allowing New Yorkers to carry weapons.
Teddy Roosevelt was president when we had this law in place. That's how long it goes. So when they talk about we have to look at historical tradition, I think that's long enough. We've had this on the books. We've been able to protect New Yorkers all this time under this law. So to have them set us back to a time where I have to consider what it was like when our founding fathers were writing the laws, I mean, that's absurd. And it's reprehensible. It's hurtful to all of us who are on the front lines of trying to have sensible gun safety legislation. And you look at what's happening in Congress. For the first time in 30 years, we're going to have at least a breakthrough, a bipartisan approach to do something, because even they can hear the voices of people crying for help. And across the street, the Republicans on the Supreme Court are just oblivious to it. They're intentionally ignoring the rights of governors to protect our citizens.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.